Last week, police arrested 18-year-old Ryan Stalker, a senior at Green Mountain Union High School, and charged him with two counts of sexual assault. Now, VPR does not report the name of victims of sexual assault, but we're going to tell you about an 18-year-old from Chester who wants her story to be told.
I've always really been encouraged to stand up for what's right.
VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more on this young woman's story. And just a warning, some of what you may hear may not be appropriate for all listeners.
On Friday, Skylar White and her 50 or so fellow seniors graduated from Green Mountain Union High School in Chester. It's a small high school where many of the students have been together since grade school. And like a lot of seniors, White's thinking about her future, about her upcoming gap year in Brazil, and about what it might be like to come back to this tiny community after living abroad. White didn't think she'd be talking about sexual assault in these waning days of high school. But that was before she was raped, she says, by a classmate whom she's known since kindergarten. White says it happened this spring at a party off school grounds, attended by a number of students.
It's really hard for people to say they were raped. It's not just that you regret having sex with someone, it's that it was never talked about, you didn't want to, you were locked in a room and didn't have any other choice, you were being egged on. It's all rape, but we don't want to call it rape because that's a scary word. I feel like that's so much of why people don't come forward, is because they don't think that's what happened to them, but they're still going through the same phases of grief and pain and shame at the same time. Yeah.
Green Mountain Union High School is the kind of place where people know each other's business. White had heard of someone with a similar experience and reached out.
Once it had happened to me and I was going through school and feeling really sick and just not really sure what I should do next, I went to the girl who I'd heard something like this had happened, and I had seen the effects and the toll that had taken on her emotionally, and I didn't want that for myself. I didn't think it was fair to her, and I knew she didn't have the support system at home to be able to take this on herself.
And so she says she made a decision to tell her own story and not let others come up with their own version of what might or might not have happened.
I knew I was the person who would be able to actually go through with it and, yeah, just jump off the ledge and go for it, because if you sit around and wait too long, then it's going to eat you up and you're not going to be able to get help.
White says she went to the police a few days after she was raped, but the situation became even more widely known when her mother talked about it in open session at a high school board meeting. Her mother, Vanessa White, says everyone was whispering about the rape, but she says there was no appetite from the school administration to really support her daughter and to address a culture where girls were reporting that they thought rape was just a part of being in high school.
I felt blown off. And when that happened, I felt like that the school year was coming to an end and we were missing the opportunity that was right in front of us to help kids cope and deal with it and be future Skylars, the people who are going to report and not allow this to happen and change that culture.
Vanessa White says our schools need to do more to teach kids about mutual consent. She says students learn about the dangers of substance abuse and about using technology and driving safely, but that boys and girls don't hear enough about how common it is for sexual assault to happen between people who have known each other for years. The high school principal declined to comment, but Superintendent Meg Allison Powden, reading from a prepared statement, said Green Mountain Union High School has put resources into helping make sure every student is safe.
The school's health curriculum addresses healthy relationships, substance abuse and mutual consent, body image, self-esteem, personal safety, and healthy decision-making. These are just some of the efforts we make to keep our school and students safe.
Skylar White says that whatever happens to Stalker through the court system, she still wants her story to be heard. And she says maybe that can help another victim somewhere who's suffering alone.
When you find people who understand your pain, especially in this situation, there's so much love and sisterhood and just like, I'd hate sounding cheesy, but girl power. Like, we need to take this back. We need to take our bodies back. We need to feel as though we don't need to be ashamed of this. At some point, you just have to understand that this isn't just about you. You did not make these decisions. You did not bring yourself here, and someone else did, and you don't deserve to be hidden and scared and shamed for that.
Ryan Stocker was in Windsor County Criminal Court last week, where he pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of sexual assault. He's facing 3 years to life in prison if he's convicted. The court says Stocker couldn't attend the graduation ceremony at Green Mountain Union High School because he's been ordered to stay away from the victims. White will attend American University in Washington, D.C., after her gap year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Chester.